Hello, and welcome to Dear Pop Culture Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about pop culture that is dear to us. Today, we have a very exciting guest, return guest to the podcast. It's been a while since I've had her on, but Danica Thibeau, a hilarious comedian, writer. She also has her own podcast called Forgive Us, which she does with another guest I had on, Nathan Hare. They're so funny together. So, I mean, I do recommend checking that out. And yeah, I guess I didn't introduce myself. If you're new to the pod, I'm Gina Harms. I host this podcast. Yeah, cool. There's just a short little intro. I don't have much going on for shows right now, but if you follow the podcast, follow our Instagram. It's Dear Pop Culture with a zero as the O in pop. You can follow me on Instagram at Hina Jarms. I'm posting clips. I'm posting them on TikTok. It's the same username. Anyways, yeah, that's it. If you like it, just like tell your friends or leave a nice comment or review. That always helps. Yeah. So anyway, I hope you enjoy the episode. We talk about movies, Kardashians, Chapters Indigo as a corporation, so much good stuff in there. So I hope you enjoy it. See you later. Bye.
I know. And that's just the kind of artistic integrity I bring. I was listening to the New York Times podcast on the way here, still okay. Processing. Are you familiar with that one? No. They're culture writers for the New York Times, and they do this podcast that's very, I'm trying to be more intellectual, LOL, this summer. So I was like, okay, for once, don't listen to a comedy podcast because your thoughts are starting to get really annoying. I was like, let's listen to the New York Times culture podcast. And so I feel like, who knows, I might even say a big word today on the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, like intersection. I was like, I'm going to find a way to use the word intersection on Gina's podcast today.
Nice.
So it could come at any moment and be okay. Ready for that.
We'll let it go. Yeah. I won't think about it.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, drinking game if you're listening to this episode. Take a sip. Take a shot every time Danica says intersection. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, I was crossing the street at an
intersection.
That's my only definition.
I use it in mundane ways. Yeah. I want to be like at the intersection of culture in the 21st century.
Yes.
I know lately I've been trying to use better words in my vocabulary or even more like jargony words. And I was like trying to use the word, me trying to use words lately. I'm like, you can't just keep saying vibes over and over. You actually have to mix it up. I was like, okay, I'm going to use the word leading the charge. And I realized I didn't know how to put it in a sentence. And I physically had to Google to be like leading the charge in a sentence.
I feel like that's not something you would use every day. Like,
no.
You're not talking about
who is leading the charge. Danica's leading the charge to open mic comedy in the city.
Leading the charge to jumpsuits.
Leading the charge. I was like, because is it leading the charge to something or leading the charge for something or both? Do you know what I mean?
Of something.
Exactly. And I originally used of something, and that I think was incorrect.
Yeah, that sounds the least.
Because what was the word I've been trying to use better words lately. That's my summer goal. Yeah. I'm like, would it kill you to use a big word?
Yeah.
Would it kill you?
That reminds me of like when I was a kid going to, the library in Kamloops. The summer reading club.
Oh, I was in summer reading club. Did you? Okay, did you get the one where it was like, it was like a big map and you filled out the stickers of how many books you read in the summer.
Yeah, I lived for it.
We should bring that back.
I love
into
that.
Our adult lives.
Yeah.
Okay, and did you fill the whole thing out?
I was, as a kid, I was like a huge reader.
Me too.
I was such a nerd. Yeah. And I feel like I know you and you do still read. I don't at all.
Okay, so here's the thing. During the pandemic, was literally an intellectual philosopher, a tenured professor, reading like, which I know people read more, but I was really proud of I read 50 books last year.
I think that's a lot.
This year, have read absolutely like three, but I'm like, as soon as life gets in the life's what happens when you're busy making other plans. that's what I'm saying about my reading this year.
Yeah,
but I am. I have been, which was one of my culture things that I brought to talk about on the podcast today.
Oh,
is the one book that's made a splash this year for me.
Okay,
and guess what it is. Okay, I'm actually going to give you a hint. It's like picture 2010s rom-com movie featuring Renee Zellweger, but it's the book version.
Bridget Jones' Diary.
Yep.
Oh.
Have you read it?
No.
Okay, guys, I can't even begin to say how good this book is.
I love that.
It's the best book I've ever read.
Okay. I think that's what I used to try and do. It's like read the books that are based... like that they base movies on.
Yeah.
Because people are always saying the book was better and they're right.
We could actually probably burn through a lot of good classical literature based on that.
Honestly.
Like, what are you feeling
about
the new Dakota John? What's her name? Dakota John. Not. Yeah. Why am I Johnson? I'm so. Okay. She's one of those celebrities where I'm like, it's Dakota Johnson. But then when you say it, you're like, you can't have the last name Johnson as a famous person.
Yeah, it's so generic.
It's a stumbling block for me. I was like, Dakota Johnson?
But her dad is like the most famous Johnson.
I know.
Don Johnson.
Okay, right. I always forget that she has famous parents.
Yeah.
Because she has brown hair. Sometimes I'm like, wow, to have famous parents and just choose to have brown hair, that's crazy to me.
She's so humble.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, she's really down to earth. Yeah. She's really trying to hide it. She would have blonde, because she used to have blonde hair. Did you know that?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before 50 Shades.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then she went brown.
Right.
She rebranded.
Now it's her signature.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Have you seen the trailer for, what's the Jane Austen novel it's based off of?
Persuasion?
Yeah.
I didn't watch the trailer yet.
Okay. Here's what I have to say. Okay. First of all, sorry to bring up a tweet on a podcast. One of the most disgusting things you can do.
Yeah, but I saw a tweet Twitter
that said, Dakota Johnson's face looks like it's seen a computer.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have to agree. Like,
yeah, there is something about, there's a reason why period pieces always cast Keira Knightley.
Exactly. I was like, as soon as I saw the trailer, I was like, we needed Keira Knightley in this.
That's so funny.
And okay, so what they did based on the trailer was, it's not exactly a period piece. They talk in a modern way. Oh. So they're dressed in bonnets and things, but then they're saying stuff like, he's more than just my ex. And I'm like, they didn't use the word ex back then.
Yeah. She would say my former beau.
That being said, I will be in the. I'll be watching the movie the second it comes out.
Absolutely. I mean, that's like interesting. I'm interested to see that take.
And
I love that.
Have you read Persuasion?
No. So I haven't read any Jane Austen, and I've literally like I have the books on my shelf. I think I have three.
Yeah.
And I've opened Persuasion and Pride and Prejudice multiple times, read like two or three pages, and I'm like, I don't understand.
I have a friend who's like, I watch the movies first, so I have like I can more like recognize the plot.
Yeah.
Because it is, when you read an old-timey novel, your brain's like, no.
Yeah.
Eventually you get acclimatized, I feel.
Probably. And that's like, and I think that's why I'm like, I think I just need to start just like reading in general. Just read a couple, you know, I'll reread The Hunger Games maybe to get my brain
Bridget
back.
Bridget Jones' Diary.
I should. I mean, that's perfect.
Yeah.
A little rom-com. I feel like that's a summer read.
Know what I'll say about Bridget Jones' Diary? What? It walked. So Fleabag could run. It walked so Girls could run. It walked so Broad City could run. I was like, whoa, I know it was like a huge bestseller that had a film made out of it, but I was like, okay, we kind of underestimated this book.
And like at the time, like, did she get nominated for an Oscar for a rom-com?
Why am I like, huge. I'm like, justice for Bridget Jones. It literally got.
No, it was huge.
Well, I've never seen the movie. I was like, for some reason, it like surpassed. I think maybe I was a bit too young.
Took me a long time to watch it too.
It was a little bit, I feel like, before our time when it came out.
Yeah.
And then I feel like that was still the area where Chiclet was still getting a little bit of a bad name.
Yeah, and I felt like it was more of a rom-com for maybe like a woman in her like later 20s.
Yeah, or and here we are.
Yeah, exactly.
And we arrived.
But as a teen, I was like, this isn't Legally Blonde.
I know. And now I'm like, wow. And the foreword of, there's this beautiful foreword in the book. And it's all about, it's like, oh, the best thing a woman can be is funny. And I was like, okay, I'm on the ground sobbing. Yeah. I was like, wow, this book is, I'm literally like,
this for me.
Put it in every hotel drawer next to the Bible. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you should.
So I'm like, everyone,
okay, I'm gonna read it.
Read Bridget Jones' Diary. It's the funniest book ever written. And although I will say it's toxic 2000s in that every entry starts with how many calories she ate that day.
Right. And Renee Zellweger did wear a fat suit in the movie. And she's like barely, she's wearing a fat suit, but she doesn't even look like fat. You know?
I know. I was like, it's very true to the time though. I was like, oh, we all were writing down all of our calories for the day. And she's eating a normal amount of calories. But of course she's framing it as horrible.
Yeah.
So that I will say is a toxic part of Bridget Jones' Diary, but a good framing of the time period.
Yeah, you just have to know that. Like I've seen like a lot of like TikToks and stuff of like Gen Z discovering stuff from that time being like, this is so problematic. And it's like,
Get over it.
Like but when we were in high school, we were watching movies from the 80s being like, that's so fucked up.
I know.
But we still watched them.
I know.
Like 16 Candles. Like, I don't know. There's a whole, I can't remember what the problem, there's some, I can't remember what the problems were.
Yeah, there was definitely
there's a bunch
some
of bad stuff.
Yeah, there's a bunch of where you're like, huh.
Yeah, but we were still like, oh, Molly Ringwald.
Yeah, I know. I went through a phase in my teens where I made my personality, like, which is the worst personality. I was like, I'm going to make my personality girl who watches 80s movies.
Yes.
And I was like, okay.
Girl who loves John Hughes.
Yes! Yeah. That was literally my personality for 2 years.
Yeah. I think that was a phase for girls in the 2000s.
Yes, right? That was like the equivalent of what Hydro Flask and Scrunchy Girl is now in the 2000s.
Yes. Oh my God. Having, I don't know, like a MySpace page or something with like pictures from the quotes from the Breakfast Club.
Yes.
Yeah.
My first college house, we went to something called the poster sale, which was, do you remember poster sales?
Yes. I didn't go to university, but I went to university poster sales.
That's the cultural impact of poster sales had, which is so funny to think of like, because you know posters are embarrassing, but somehow you just don't know that yet in your early 20s. You're like, no, posters, you want to have them on your wall.
I know. But I still have posters, but I'm framing them.
Frame is different. Frame is different. I am talking tape, visible tape showing.
Oh, yeah.
So we go to, we're like, okay, we are renting our first house all together. We're paying $400 each, an absolutely insane price for a condo that I'm still shaking and throwing up that we paid.
Oh no.
And we are going to the poster sale, getting a giant poster of the Breakfast Club, hanging it on our mantelpiece.
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah, we're gonna be the coolest house.
Yeah.
Around.
We're like, one of us is a princess.
Yeah.
One of
us. I know. It's like
a jock. I don't know.
I said jock. I'm the jock. Because I played ultimate frisbee in first year. My ultimate frisbee phase. Sad.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. My roommate made me shout out to my roommate. She made me register because we were trying to be college core and I was really bad, but they had to have two girls on the field at all time. So we both had to play all the games the entire time. No one would ever pass me the frisbee. I just kind of ran laps around to be on the field.
Oh my God.
It was a good workout.
Yeah, I guess.
I would just kind of run around trying to avoid the frisbee and they're like, thanks for being a body on the field.
That's
out
so
there.
F- Oh, wow. Which they call the Frisbee a disc, though, right?
Oh, God. Don't
it's
even.
It's not a Frisbee.
I know. See, this is this is why people on the team hated me. Yeah. She got asked to rejoin the team, and I bravely did not.
Good.
Yeah.
It's the best thing that ever happened to you.
Exactly. Imagine if that was my personality now.
Isn't that weird to think about the things that, like, you could have gotten into?
Alternate universe.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. What was your, what could have been alternate personalities for you?
Like a big one was when I was 19, I auditioned for Studio 58, the theater school.
Which I've heard of.
Like they do, like it's intense, like a musical theater.
Okay.
And yeah, I didn't get in. And yeah.
And thank God for that.
Thank God now.
Thank God for that.
I would have been insufferable.
I know. I'm not. I mean, what I will say is comedians are also one of the most insufferable genres of people. So yes, in saying that, I can't rag on actors too much. But I will say I did take an acting class for the first time during the last summer. Mm-hmm. Or not even last summer. This last October. And I will say some of the most deranged people I've ever met.
Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. Like in the arts in general, you're always going to get crazy people.
Well, but acting, you have to be so earnest.
Yes.
And that, I mean, coming from comedy where everyone's literally the most closed off psychopath of all time, I was like, I can't just be earnest in front of everyone.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I've like come back around where I'm getting to be like, okay, like I do have that inside me.
Yes.
Where I like actors and I like acting.
Yes.
There's some that are very earnest, lovely people.
And I'm like, that's actually a nice quality. I should have that more.
Yeah. But that's why a lot of improvisers are like actors.
Yes.
You notice when you like do a comedy show and there's improvisers there, they're like, hey.
I know, and it's actually a nice vibe in the green room.
They're happy to see each other. None of them are like, I'm gonna kill myself.
I know, none of them are sort of brooding, pacing in the corner angrily.
Yeah,
but I was like, it was like the exercises they made us do. I couldn't help but be like, you know, this is really funny that we're doing this.
Right.
It was like, stand on a box, look at the wall, say your lines into the wall. And I was like, okay, this is crazy. It's like, we know this is crazy, right?
Yeah.
I was like, why are we all acting like this isn't weird?
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
I had to put my forehead against a wall. I had to like literally put my forehead against a wall and say my lines into the wall. And I was like, trying not to laugh the entire time.
I did go to I didn't go to that theater school, but I did go to like acting school for film.
Okay.
And we had to it's like called the Meisner technique, I think. And you had to like sit across from somebody. You're both sitting in a chair and stare into their eyes. And then you have to just notice things about them. you're breathing or heavily. You're I don't know. You kind of pick each other apart.
And the sad part is these things actually, I do believe, make you a better actor, but you really have to be like, I'm okay doing the stupid. People are.
You have to be so vulnerable.
People are farming. People are in the coal mines and I'm wet doing the Meisner technique. I'm like, okay, you really have to be okay with that. I'm like, okay. So that's my experience acting. I'm still remain a bad actor, but I'm getting better every day, folks. If I can just do the Meisner technique without laughing,
yes.
I'll be winning the Oscar by next year.
I have faith.
Yeah, I know. I did right before I came here. I have to do an audition where I just picked up a box and walked off the screen.
Oh my God. I had my first in-person audition this week.
Okay.
And it was like, they had a mom, a grandma, and a daughter. So I was like the mom.
Okay.
And they had the grandma sit on a couch and the grandma be like, come in, the movie's starting. And I had to walk in with a bowl of pretend there's popcorn in it, and my daughter is with me, and we just sit on the couch, and then we all had to just sit on the couch and be like, ha, 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 ha. And then they were like, now a big fake laugh, and we were like, ha, 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 ha. ha. And then they were like, thank you. And it took like 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. I was like, why?
Well, what I can't help but wonder for those type of auditions in which you're laughing and or picking up a box, I'm like, couldn't you just find someone on the street day of and be like, do you mind picking up this box really quickly?
It's crazy.
I'm like, do you mind just coming over here and picking up a box super quick? I'm like, do we need to do this whole process?
Yeah. There, I got one where they were like, wanted me to like pretend to be going back to work in a crowded elevator. But they sent, this was like to do a self-tape. Ugh. And they sent like a guy doing an example. And so he like got in the elevator and was like, oh, sorry. And I was like, cast him, he's so good.
The guy who does the guy who does the examples is always like the best actor I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, he nailed it. Yeah. You got your man right here. Put him in everything. He's gonna be a big star.
Exactly. It's crazy.
I'm like, I can't do better than that. And then I feel weird just copying him. I'm like, okay, so I'm not gonna add my own flair. I'm just gonna do exactly what he did.
Yeah.
Really loved how he played that.
Yeah. Why would I do it differently?
Yeah, so that's my acting journey currently.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
I know, but I'm rebranding, as you know, to sailor this summer.
Yeah.
I'm taking sailing chorus.
I'm so excited.
Do you think there'll be honest, do you think there'll be hot guys in the sailing chorus?
I don't know, maybe.
It's either going to be hot guys or it's going to be people like me who are just like literally being random.
Right.
Or
a couple retired or like divorced people.
There's going to be a couple divorcees for sure. Yeah. Yeah. There's going to be like, it's going to be kind of chronically single people like me who are like, let's learn how to sail because we are not having sex.
I could see like a cute guy taking sailing lessons.
I know, don't you feel like guys would probably be like, I could just figure it out.
True.
But
or like if they're like rich, then they're like their parents taught
have
them
a sailboat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But here's the thing is after I take, allegedly, I didn't really read the fine print, so I don't know if this is true, but I heard a whisper through the grapevine that once you take the sailing courses, you can just use their sailboats.
Oh.
They're really small, so you can only, I think, take one other person on them.
Okay.
But me picturing my, like, boat summer, I'm like, okay, so we have to go out one at a time. You can bring exactly one White Claw on the sailboat. Like, any more than one person.
Have, like, a bunch of us waiting on the dock.
Yeah. I take everyone out for 15 minutes. Come back. I'm circling around. We have, like, a little Bose Bluetooth speaker, like, tied to the sail or something. Well, and I looked up. I was like, for some reason I was picturing like a hot little sailboat. They literally look like toys. They're like tiny and yellow.
Oh.
Yeah. They basically look like little toy boats that you would play with in a bathtub.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's like the hot sailor life. I was picturing like Charlie St. Cloud.
Yeah.
Do you remember Charlie St. Cloud?
Yeah, Zac Efron. Yeah. I think they filmed that in Steveston.
Oh my God, if I had known how to sail back then, they could have cast me.
Yeah.
I could have been on the crew.
Oh, but now you can have that in your special skills
for
your acting resume.
Absolutely.
And Charlie St. Cloud 2.
Charlie St. Cloud 2. What I'm trying to remember, did Zac Efron die in that movie?
I honestly don't.
I know. I remember there was the basic plot was someone was a ghost and or dead.
I'm trying to think. I'm like, did I even actually watch it?
I know. It's one of those ones where I might have just absorbed by osmosis through the culture.
Yeah. That was a book, I think.
Okay.
Because I think I worked at Indigo when it came out.
You worked at Indigo?
I did, in Kamloops.
Oh, I loved that. Okay. Not to be queen of the chain stores here, but we have to say that Chapters Indigo Kamloops was amazing.
I agree. There's something about it. I can't go into, like, there's the big one here on Granville Street, like South Granville, mm-hmm. and it's not the same. I think it's because it's still like big city vibes. It's like a rush.
Okay, Chapters Indigo, I don't know if this was when, like, I'm like, this was like somehow a different genre of capitalism where it was still a chain, but it was like they literally made it into a library. Like you could just, they had couches and they let you read the books.
Yeah, when I was like working there, they're just like, it's totally okay if people just sit here for hours and read. Like,
yeah,
I love that.
I was like,
it was honestly
a public library.
Yeah, and it was like,
And I think, like, yeah, it is like a huge chain, but I out of all of the corporations and working for them was really nice. Like, they were good to work for.
Okay. I'm like, okay, we're going to get canceled for standing Chapters Indigo on this. Yeah. On the, but I'm like, compared to Amazon, Chapters Indigo is basically mom and pop shop now.
Yeah. You know what it is? Heather's the CEO.
Exactly.
It's a woman CEO.
It's a woman. It's a CEO woman.
A girl boss.
Yeah, it's like owned by a girl boss, so... And we all know women can do no wrong. So women are allowed to own multi-billion dollar corporations if they so choose. Yeah. And we have to be okay with that. I miss the Chapters Indigo here. What I will say is there is an area upstairs where there's like seating. And I keep being like, I should go on there and go on my laptop. Me going to places to go on my laptop is so funny.
Yeah.
But I'm like, maybe I should try going on my laptop in a Chapters Indigo for once.
I like that. Yeah. I also think for me, like, I'm like, maybe it's not that it's not the same. Maybe it's just that, like, I'm an adult now and I have things to do. I can't just sit in an Indigo for hours.
I know. You can sit here for hours. I was literally like, okay, we're going to Chapters Indigo for 8 hours today.
Yeah, because it would be like, it was right across from the mall in Kamloops. And so you would like go to the mall with your friends and then you'd kind of just like hang out at Indigo, like, or like before a movie.
That complex, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, mall, Chapters Indigo, Cineplex.
Yeah. Yeah.
That the heaven of suburbs.
Truly.
I'm like, what I would do to go to a complex where there was Cineplex, Chapters Indigo, and the mall right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, I think Metro Town, you could do
or
that.
Or even the amazing, have you been to the, it's literally so funny that it's called this and I can't say it out loud, the amazing Brentwood. Oh. They made a development in Vancouver that it's they went ahead and called, it's not called Brentwood, it's called the amazing Brentwood.
That's so funny. This is the new mall there?
Yeah. Oh my God. It's a big, I don't really know, I haven't been there, but basically it's like, okay, there's housing, there's like, they were really trying to like build a community.
Oh.
But in the way.
It's like you never have to leave.
Exactly.
It's the amazing Brentwood.
Okay, why does this sound like a horror movie now? The amazing Brentwood. You never have to leave.
Yeah, it's one of those like utopian future.
That's what it is. And I'm like, the Cineplex there is one of these new Cineplexes in which there you can get huge amounts of alcohol. There's like Lazy Boy recliners. Nice. There's like three course. You can get like sushi.
What?
You can get like charcuterie boards, I'm pretty sure. At the Cineplex at the amazing Brentwood.
Okay.
So needless to say, that's where I'll be this summer.
Yeah.
I'm going to be hopping off the sailboat, sky training right over to the amazing Brentwood, having a rack of ribs watching Top Gun.
I love that life.
Yeah. So I'm struggling right now with movies. I'm not going to lie. I'm not technically, are you a Blockbuster girl ever?
Yeah, but I feel like lately, I think it's the industry's fault.
Mm-hmm. I mean, why take a sip of my coffee? Yep, it's the industry.
Amen. I don't know, because it was like during the pandemic, like everything was delayed and now everything's going on streaming.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I used to love going to the movies. I was just thinking about this. The movie Fire Island just came out on like, Disney Plus in Canada. Yeah. And I was like, I would have loved to watch that comedy in a theater.
Yes.
That would have been so cute.
They don't put comedies in theaters anymore.
No.
And I would love, well, I'm not only, I mean, because we're not really in awards season right now either.
Yeah.
So I'm like, there's no good movies to see in theaters. And the blockbusters in theaters right now, like, yeah. Have you seen Top Gun?
Not yet. I'm going to, but.
Yeah. I mean, I'm only seeing it because of Miles Teller.
Yeah.
Which we actually have to discuss really quickly.
Yeah.
What's your relationship to Miles Teller?
I love him. He's so charming. And now he just seems like he is like got really hot. He got like way hotter.
Because I was, I want to say I was on the forefront of having a crush on Miles Teller. Like I was early adopter. Back when it was like, yeah, he's fine. I was like.
Because his first movie was like playing the awkward guy in Footloose, right? That was his like.
What was the one
break.
Where he slept with Shailene Woodley? And it was that really awkward sex scene.
Oh. Spectacular Now?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he was cute in that.
So there was Footloose, Spectacular Now. And that was the area I was like, okay, there's something to this guy. And yeah. then he was kind of getting better roles. But then I had to drop him as a crush because I don't even know if this is true, but wasn't he like anti-vax or something?
Oh, I didn't hear about
it. Well, him? Okay, I did. I do have to say I did a deep dive of Instagram a couple of nights ago where I was like, I need to find out everything I can about this man and his surrounding properties. Love Here that. Was my findings. So he doesn't have Instagram, but his wife.
I've seen his wife's TikTok.
With
she just posts.
She's crazy.
She's like a fan.
Sorry, that's I'm gonna get canceled.
She's like a fan posting about him.
It's the weirdest thing I've so ever. Funny. I've never. So I'm on her Instagram page. I look at. She posts on Reels. It's like this. It looks like it was made by a teenager who watched Top Gun, and the pictures look like they're like screen grabs from paparazzi photos.
Yeah.
And then, but then it's like a picture of her. And so I was like, oh no, this is his literal wife posting this. It's the most awkward thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. I came across that recently because she posted that video of him and Chase Crawford.
Yeah.
You see, yeah.
Yeah.
That was like a very, yeah. them just dancing. And anyway, so I had to like go see that video. And then I saw her whole TikTok and I was like, oh, she's obsessed with her husband.
I was like, okay, this is good. Cause I'm like, okay, is she doing anything independently?
Right.
It very much seems like she's just a groupie.
Yeah, that's so weird. And that kind of makes me think like less of him. You're just dating this woman who worships you.
I know. I'm dating someone who likes you. Classic man. Classic man. Couldn't a be woman me. Would never date someone who likes her. But yeah. I'm like, and then she takes it one step farther and she is in the comments of everyone else's videos.
Oh my God.
Of him, which is scary. It's a little bit scary.
It's weird.
You don't want to post. If your husband's a celebrity, I think you need to actually take a step back and not be engaging with those.
Yeah.
Am I wrong to say that?
No, I think that. And I'm like, I wonder how he feels about that. It's so weird.
Well, I saw an interview of him and he was like, yeah, my wife seems to be having a lot of fun with all these thirst videos. And I'm like, yeah, she is. It's not normal. You should give her a little hobby or something. Like you should buy her like a
sailing lessons.
Yeah, sailing lessons. She should take sailing lessons with me. Take her mind off all these. She's spending hours a day on TikTok.
Yeah.
That can't be healthy.
Yeah, that's.
And then the other thing I found out was they are, as a couple, very good friends with who I think they're on a break or broken up right now. Shailene Woodley and what's her problematic baseball boyfriend?
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. So that already goes to show I'm like, okay, we don't want to be friends with Aaron Rodgers.
Right. I think Shailene Woodley is a question mark as well.
Shailene Woodley is one of those celebrities where it's like, we don't even talk about our political views. I'm a liberal. And I'm like, I don't think you are.
I mean, like, I think she's the liberal where she's so liberal that she's like, right again. You know exactly. What I mean?
Exactly. A full circle all the way around.
Yeah, because I remember watching interviews with her. It was around when like the Divergent series was, so she was like supposed to be like the next
huge
blockbuster star. And then she was doing all these interviews like, I just sold all my belongings and I'm just like couch surfing and I use natural toothpaste. And I was like, good for you.
She has said some things in the press that are slays, I would say, which is one of them. Did you remember the one where she was like, I soak up, this one is inappropriate for a podcast. I'm like, she's like, yeah, I get all my vitamin D by like going outside naked and like opening my legs to the sun. And I was like, ooh, I was like, okay, I wish I'd never read that about you. I'm going to look at Big Little Lies in a different light now.
Yeah. That's so funny.
But so, yeah, I kind of creeped all their couple photos together and they do things like they rent a house together and they do little couple things together, which also is funny because I guess Shailene and Miles would have been, that's the connection.
Yeah. They became friends when they did the movie together.
And I'm a bit like, Shailene, watch your back with this wife. She might kill you because you slept with Miles in the movie.
Right.
Whatever it was called.
Yeah.
I'm scared of the wife. I'll say it. I'm scared of the wife.
Yeah, it is weird.
It's a bit weird.
Yeah.
And I hope she finds herself soon.
Yeah. We're rooting for her.
Yeah, I'm rooting for her. I think she needs to take a little break from social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
And maybe take a TikTok lesson. You don't have to use Getty Images. You can use, you're with them. You can use like.
Yeah, give us the behind the scenes.
Give us a behind the scenes look. And don't do video, not slideshow of pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Amateur.
These are my tips. These are my tips for Miles Teller's hot model wife from me, yeah. Who ate a bag of beef stroganoff in bed last night.
Okay, slay.
Something. I say bag because one of my favorite foods, and this is actually disgusting, is camping. Okay, do you know those camping foods where you add water to a bag?
Oh, okay. I've seen them. So I don't know.
This is actually disgusting. I love bagged beef stroganoff where you literally add water to a bag of noodles and then you eat it. And so for some reason, I like that so much.
Where do you just get it at the grocery store?
You get it at Met.
Oh, okay.
That's sick and twisted. It's for camping.
Meal is prepared.
It's for camping. It's for like astronauts.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I've just definitely seen those at Mac. I know what you're talking.
They're
about.
They're not meant to be eaten in an apartment, in a studio apartment. I'll tell you that. They're meant to be eaten at the top of a mountain.
I mean, like, I'm laughing, but I'm also like, I went through a big phase where I just like had those bags of rice that you microwave.
Yeah. Exactly. It's that.
Yeah.
They're sisters.
Yeah.
They're sisters in that way.
Yeah, I understand.
So yeah, I won't
no
be.
No judgment.
Thank you. So I won't be. I will be watching Top Gun eventually, but I'm like, what other movies? All I want is to see an artsy. I want to see a movie that's artsy, but I still am enjoying it.
Yes.
Do you know?
It can't be too artsy.
It can't be too artsy. I want something that's on the line of it has a plot. Mm-hmm. I want something with a plot. I want something that follows the 15 beats of screenplay.
Yeah. I mean, did you see Everything Everywhere All
okay,
the Time?
Okay, no, I haven't yet.
It's
do I?
Very good.
Okay, maybe that's
it's
the answer.
It's worth the hype. I just went and saw it like last week.
Okay. Is it? Because what I was a little bit hesitant about was magic.
I mean, no, well, because it's about like alternate universes.
Okay.
But it's like about normal people in alternate universes.
Okay, you know what? That I can
and
do.
And so like, yeah, in an alternate universe, maybe there is like, it's not like magic, okay. But you know what I mean? Like, yeah, some weird shit.
It's not like superpowery.
No.
Because the poster made it look a little bit like there was superpowers involved.
Right.
Which is funny that I say this because one of my favorite TV shows right now is The Boys.
Oh, I love that. I haven't started the new season
Me
yet.
Me neither.
I love that show.
I got into the same way boys get into like Real Housewives, where it was like my brother was watching it and I was like, I was like, oh, what interesting, a superhero maybe kind of down my nose. And then I was kind of watching it out of the corner of my eye and I was like, There's actually something to this.
Yeah.
And then now it's my favorite show of all time.
Yeah. Yep. I started watching it because I heard you see Chase Crawford's butt.
And you do. And you do.
Also, I think just because I was a huge Gossip Girl fan. Yep. So anytime someone from that cast and I hear they're doing something good, I'm like, ooh, okay. Yeah. I'm happy for them.
And This is good.
It's really good. If you haven't seen it, I recommend it.
It's a take. Although, did you know the main character? It's always so funny when you're like, whoa, sort of weird looking actor is in this leading role and it's kind of exciting. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you Google them and they do have the most famous parents of all time.
Yeah, and they're Meg Ryan's son.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. We're not doing just like cool, all looking actors.
Yes.
We're doing the most famous person's son of all time. But honestly, he's good in that.
He's
so
good.
Sometimes nepotism works.
Yeah. Isn't it funny? Do you follow Demois?
Yes.
They're like obsessed with him.
Okay.
Or like they were.
I
know,
I haven't been. I'm not gonna lie. I haven't been. Okay, I've been oscillating from Des Moines because.
Yeah, I don't really look at it anymore.
Here is what I have to say. I'm always torn between. Because Des Moines obviously gets the backlash of being a celebrity gossip blog and the difficulties that may come with that. And so I'm always like, is this bad? Am I being a bully by supporting Des Moines? Or am I just being an innocent bystander?
Yeah, I mean, they're just posting what other people are saying.
It's called objective journalism.
Yeah, they're just like, this could be true.
This could be true.
We don't know.
I know right now I'm getting most of my celebrity news from are you a fan of Hunter Harris?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm big subscriber to her newsletter. And that is ethical gossip blogging if you are interested.
Yeah, she's so funny.
She's so funny. Yeah. I'm like, do you pay for, I'm, okay, this is where I'm at. I'm like, I want to subscribe to the paid version, but I'm like, do I really, should I be paying for newsletters at my income level?
Yeah, I don't. I'm same as you. I'm like, yeah, I should support these like artists, you that know, I this really like writer like. Who, yeah, is yeah. so good. But like, yeah.
I know. but then I subscribe to freaking New York Times. I'm like, they don't need it. I'm like, how about I subscribe to a newsletter?
Yeah.
Ugh, I know. Maybe that'll be one of my summer goals. I need to choose one newsletter to subscribe to. And it's looking like Hunter Harris right now.
I like that.
But there's so many Patreons that I like.
Yeah, I don't subscribe to or like pay for any Patreons. I don't know.
I know. I was for a while. And then what happened was... I have a subscription addiction, so I'm subscribed to a lot of things in my life.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, your overhead costs are getting up there. It was like, you know, when you look at your Visa bill and you're like, what are these things?
I know. Well, it's like, it's like I'm paying this for Crave, I'm paying this for Spotify, I'm paying this for Prime, and then it all just like adds up and you're just like, should I just like get cable? Like, isn't this what we were supposed to keep combating?
And it seems, and I'm like, are we going to have to get, here's my question for you. Are we going to have to get Tidal to listen to the new Beyonce album?
Oh, I don't know. I think she put Lemonade out on Tidal, but then like 2 weeks later it was on everything else.
I think so too.
Also, this is me trying to be better with money. So I bought AirPods like, I think like last year.
Okay.
But I just got this like notification being like, remember with the purchase of your AirPods, you get 6 months of Apple Music for free.
Oh.
So I'm just like, oh, I should be smart and not pay for Spotify for 6 months.
Right.
So now I'm doing that.
Okay.
But now I have to like rebuild my library a little bit.
That's hard. That is a hard, that's a hard life transition.
I know.
Okay.
But I'm like, I gotta be smarter with my money.
I know. But then sometimes I'm like, do I? Question mark.
Well, I mean, there's to a certain point, like you have to pay, like I enjoy things.
This is my problem is things like Spotify. I'm like, see, this is where they get you. Cause for some reason I like can't quite, my brain doesn't realize that if it's $10 a month, then you have to calculate that. You have to times that by 12. Right. And that's where things don't really compute for me. I'm like, it's $10 a month, especially when everything, this is my toxic trait, is when everything else is expensive, I'll be like, well, that's the price of half a sandwich.
Yeah.
So you're going to try and save half a sandwich a month?
Yeah. And it's like, well, I buy a bag of chips for $5.
Exactly. And then I'm like, well, maybe you shouldn't be spending $20 on a sandwich. I'm like, it's kind of a chicken and the egg situation.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm struggling to do that. And I'm, looking to, if you have any good movie recommendations for me, I will go see Everything Everywhere All. Yeah, I'm like, we need to abbreviate the title.
I know.
It's Everything Everywhere Wherever.
All
at once.
All at once.
All at the same time. Yeah. All freaky style. I mean, because I've been craving I've been so busy lately that I want to have a day where I throw my phone in the garbage and like kind of roam around the city.
I love that.
And go to a movie alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I did just for the weekend, LOL, delete all social media off my phone.
Nice.
But know what that's led to is having to check Instagram DMs on Safari.
I've literally, I do this all the time. Yeah. Because that's the thing. Like, we need to start getting each other's phone numbers.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, Instagram's never going to do this because it will tank their user base. But I'm like, okay, if you are a person who knows how to code or do something adjacent to that, can we make an out of office for Instagram DMs?
Oh my God, I love that.
Being like, oh, I've deleted the app off my phone for the weekend. If you want to reach me, text me at.
Yes.
Isn't that such a good idea?
Honestly.
How do we do that?
I don't know.
I know. What is the answer to that?
Right? I actually, I don't know where I saw this. It was like maybe some kind of article or maybe a tweet. I don't know. But it was like someone pitching the idea that we actually use social media like that, where it's like only during specific hours. Like everybody does this.
Yes.
And it's like work.
Yes.
And then it's like, oh, you just can't be on it.
I'm like, okay, if these companies were serious about helping us, they would make that possible.
Yeah.
Because it's the messages. I'm like, I don't even really Instagram. I'm like, whatever now. But I'm like, the messages
have, yeah,
got me trapped.
But that's why, like, because Facebook made Messenger a separate app, yeah, which is like perfect.
Exactly.
But it's like, why can't the Instagram Messenger be that
in the same app?
Yeah.
Okay, developers, let's get a team on the ground. Something. Let's get a team on the ground. It's going to tank Instagram immediately. But I'm, yeah, like...
But I am like... There was a comic who was like asking me to do a show on Instagram. And then he just right away was like, here's my phone number. I don't come on here. And I was like, why don't we all do that?
I think, you know what? That's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to start saying, reply, give everyone my phone number and, yeah, be like, I'm not really using this app.
Yeah.
To call it this app.
This.
I'm taking its power app away. I'm taking Instagram's power away by calling it this app.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's going to be the answer. Because I can feel my thoughts coming back.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely still am on Instagram and like TikTok like a ton, but I left Twitter in like December.
Mm-hmm.
I check it like every once in a while on my laptop, mm-hmm, like maybe once a month. Mm-hmm. And I just right away, I was like, I'm forming my own opinions about
this. Oh, I know. There gets to be a point where I'm like, oh, I don't have a single thought that's actually just original.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, we need to enact some office hours.
Yes.
Yeah. And TikTok gets like that too, especially when I start to think that everyone is on it, and I'll be like saying like, Ariana, what are you doing here? And people are like, what are you talking about? I'm like, it's a TikTok sound. And they're like, we can't connect with you anymore.
You're speaking in TikTok sounds.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's my journey this weekend. I'm unplugging. I'm recharging. I'm getting my life back. I'm taking control.
Hell yeah.
I'm worried I'm going to start rewatching Girls again, though.
Oh. How many times have you watched it?
I'm not a rewatcher at all.
Okay.
But I'm in a vulnerable place in my life where I could see myself rewatching Girls.
I mean, it's good.
Like, it's good.
I just watched the entire series for the first time during the pandemic. And I was like, I get it. But my roommate at the time, it's her, like, emotional support show. She's watched it so much, and I was like, to a point where I'm like, this show, like, it's good, but it's like, because she would watch it and be like, I'm in my 20s, this is so me and my friends, and I was like, they're horrible
people. I know. That's the thing. It's like, I connect to the show a little too much. I'm like, yeah, okay, same. Then I'm like, no, that's not good. They're supposed to be horrible characters. And I'm like, I love these girls and would die for them.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is my template for my 20s. But I'm like, okay, it is a bit of a cry for help to rewatch it, but right, I might have to do it.
I've been rewatching One Tree Hill a lot.
Okay.
I've been talking about it on this podcast.
And I've not watched One Tree Hill. Should I do it?
I mean, you could watch the first four seasons and then... Is it
high school? Is it football?
It's basketball. High school basketball.
Okay. I can do basketball.
Yeah. And honestly, you could watch the first three seasons. And because season five, they do a time jump.
Yeah.
And then there's like five more seasons. I don't even know what happens. It's an insane soap opera.
Okay, because this is how I feel. Of the sports, basketball is the Samantha. Football, the Charlotte. Baseball, Carrie. Who am I missing? Miranda. Ooh.
Ultimate Frisbee.
I know, kind of Ultimate Frisbee.
Something weird.
So golf. Basketball, I can definitely do.
Yeah. And it's like, it's about the main character of Chad Michael Murray. He's like, he plays basketball, but he's also like really, I don't know the word, not wholesome, but like he's deep. Oh. He wants to be a writer.
Okay. Wow. When the basketball player wants to be a writer, that's one of the hottest things that can happen in our universe.
Truly. Yeah.
Okay.
It's cute. I don't know. I've watched it so much, and it's like something I watched in high school.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I don't think I can give an objective opinion on if it's actually good.
Okay. Maybe I'll check it out. I'm like, I can't really start a big series right now because I only recently recovered from watching. And this is hilarious. I accidentally started and came to like the show. It's not on brand for me, but Ozark.
Oh.
Which is a show that dads love.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't watched it, but everyone who's watched it loves it.
It is unfortunately an amazing show. And the first episode I tried, I was like, because when shows are dark, for some reason, I'm like, I can't be watching a show that doesn't have a lot of lighting in it.
Oh yeah, like physically dark.
It was physically dark.
I agree. Like,
this is hurting me. You know I watch all my shows on my laptop. Okay, I'm not going to be able to see what's
squinting.
Going on.
You're like,
I'm like turning off all the lights in my apartment, like rolling down the window.
Oh my God. Yeah,
I'm this far away from the screen. But that kind of took over my life for a while. Like I was like doing that thing where you're watching it like on your phone while you blow dry your hair. It was a bit of a desperate situation.
Yeah.
So I only recently got out of that, and I'm like, okay, maybe you need to not have a show that has a vice grip on your life for once.
Right. Something light.
That I exited reality for. I was like, sorry, can't come out tonight. I'm busy watching Ozark.
Ooh. There's something about though, like finding a show that you really get into.
I know.
It is fun.
I know. Like true escapism.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm like,
you can't wait to get home and watch the next one.
Which is actually, I'm like, having a show like that is better than having a boyfriend. I'm like, that's what I imagine people with boyfriends when they're like, oh, I'm like, kind of want to go home early because they want to go home to their boyfriend. Like, that's the feeling of having a good show that you love.
It is, yeah.
You're like, actually, I don't really feel the need to stay out all night and like drink because I have something at home waiting for me.
Yeah, like, I really need to get.
Yeah, I really need to get back. I really need to check up on my little show that I'm watching.
My little show.
So I need to be single from shows for the summer.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I just was talking about this, I think, on the podcast, but it's like, do you remember before streaming when it's like literally TV took the summer off?
Yes. Yes. I'm like, okay, how about we do that for everything?
I know.
Let's shut down for the summer.
Yeah, let's just stop.
I know. This is my unfortunate, I don't want pandemic for the summer, but I'm like, okay, we should all like stop. We should all stop doing things.
Yeah.
Why is it so hard to stop doing things when other people are doing things still?
Yeah.
Because I'm always like, I need to take a break and chill for the summer. And then I'm like, okay, but other people aren't doing that.
I know.
I'm like, we all need to make a pact to not do things for the summer.
Yeah.
So I don't feel guilty.
But
yeah, me forcing people, I'm like,
quit
your job. I'm like vandalizing buildings. I'm like, don't go to work today.
It's a big like political movement. Summer's off.
Yeah, let's slow down the economy for the summer. Probably be great for the environment.
Yeah.
Okay, I see a campaign.
Nature is healing.
I'm campaigning for mayor on this platform. I should campaign for mayor on the platform that everyone like basically reduced hours for the summer across the board.
I think that's, people would love that.
And I can frame it as some sort of environmental, like the Green New Deal or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, in this era of consumerism, do we really need to be creating more? We need to intersect the economy. And I didn't have a way to finish that sentence, so I wanted to slip it in one more time.
I loved it. I forgot about it.
My pursuit to use the word intersection remains unaccomplished.
It's all right.
Yeah. Okay. I'll find a way today.
I have a question. Do you watch the Kardashians?
Okay. So I went through a phase where I did watch it a lot with a couple of my friends, yeah. and I really dropped off, and I haven't watched any of the new seasons, which hurts me because I am following the Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson romance quite closely.
Mm.
And I would love to get more of an insider's look.
I mean, I will say you don't get it too much. Only in the last two episodes, she talks about him a little.
And what does she say?
I feel like you've probably already seen the clip on TikTok. Like,
I don't know. Well, oh, no. Remember, I deleted the apps for the weekend, so I'm pretty much out of the loop.
Well, there's like, she's like, well, she talks about how they started.
Okay.
You didn't see that?
No, I haven't seen this.
Okay. She says, yeah, like, she's like, basically, she did SNL and they did a sketch together where they, like, little kiss.
Yeah.
And then she said, after that, she was like, oh, that was kind of like cute. Like, maybe I just need to have fun with him. And then I guess he didn't go to her after party. And she was like, everyone was at my after party. Chris Rock was at my after party. So he didn't go. And then she said she called the producers of SNL and asked for his number. And then,
Oh my God.
But she says, this is like almost a direct quote. She says, like, I wasn't thinking I would be in a relationship with him. I was just DTF.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, actually. Okay,
I love it.
This is what I'll say about all the Kardashians is, and we cannot take this from them, is they are natural born storytellers.
It's so true.
They can weave a narrative for the press that is some of the most breaking stories of our generation. That what perfect rom-com structure.
I know.
She just whipped that out.
Yeah. And but it's so cute the whole time. Every time she talks about him, she's like has this like smile on
I'm
her
in
face.
Support. And I'm like, pro that couple. Is that bad to say?
No, I am now. I wasn't before. But also I didn't really watch the Kardashians when it was Keeping Up.
Okay.
And I really only just watched this new show. And I'm like, oh, I love them.
Because is this Keeping Up or now they've rebranded?
Yeah, and it's not on the E! Network anymore. It's on Hulu and it's called The Kardashians.
The Kardashians. Okay. Yes. And how are, as someone who hasn't checked in for a while, how is Khloe doing? And how is, Kourtney, I don't care. It's definitely
well,
Khloe.
Well, Khloe, the whole thing just blew up in the season finale with Tristan Thompson.
Wait, did he cheat again?
He got another girl pregnant.
No.
Yeah. It's heartbreaking because throughout the whole season, it's like 10 episodes. And like in it, they're like together and they're like keep talking about how he's trying and it's so good and she feels so good with him. And then in the season finale, it's like, boom, boom.
No, and then the big reveal.
Yeah, the big reveal.
Okay, sorry, death to Tristan Thompson.
He's horrible.
And he's in the new Drake music video with a thousand wives.
Yeah, and so that coming out like right after this finale came out, I'm just like, ew, Drake.
But what we do have to say, some of the greatest storytelling of all time. That the timing of the Drake music video coming out right after the Kardashians reveal, you know Chris was pulling the strings in the background. It's simply too good to be true.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was always like Khloe was always the funny one and the one I was really always rooting for. And it was obviously a little bit sad to me to watch her get so much work done. Not because I don't support work, which I absolutely do. I'm pro getting work done. Yeah. But I feel like it was coming from a place of insecurity for Khloe.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're beautiful and you're the funniest one and we love you.
Yeah. She did like say something in this series where she was like talking about how she was always like the fat sister and
I
stuff.
Know.
And I'm like, oh yeah, she probably
there's a lot of work done. I know, which is like truly the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
But I want to give a shout out to Khloe on this podcast. I think you're so cool and real and you deserve to meet, that's going to be the new Kardashian narrative is Khloe's search for the perfect man.
Yes.
That's going to be the next big Kardashian arc.
I love it.
I would say. And are they addressing Kourtney and Travis in this season?
Oh yeah, he's like big in it. And they do like his whole like big proposal to her is in it. Yeah, I wasn't really into them, but I'm like, oh, he's cute. He loves the family.
Okay.
Do you know how Kris Jenner put out Jingle Bells at Christmas time?
Yeah.
It was his idea.
Oh.
And he like produced it.
That's actually quite nice.
And they did it in his studio.
That's
I'm like,
nice.
Hey, that's really cute.
That's quite cute. At the end of the day, the Kardashians is about family.
It truly is.
It goes back to one of the foundational narrative themes of family.
Yeah.
Family and community. Yeah. Even.
I watch it and I'm like, I should call my mom. I should call my sister.
I know. I was like, wow, family is the most important thing we have, isn't yeah. it? Yeah. Okay, that's good to know. And I'm a little bit out of the loop with Kylie, but I don't really care about her. Kendall is...
Kylie and Kendall are barely in it, and okay. I don't, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm like, the three is definitely the most who I care about. Kendall, I definitely want to know what's going on with her, but I get the feeling that being on this show would only be bad for her career.
Yeah, well, I mean, the one, like, big... airtime she had was when she cut the cucumber and everyone horribly mocked her.
I think she's probably they've got to be the most out of touch with reality, I would say.
Yeah because they were on the show super young.
Yeah, so they probably, it won't be a good PR move to have them on the show too much. They'll end up saying something bad.
Yeah.
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 Like, what was the Halloween part? They did some things during the pandemic. Well, they did a lot of things during the pandemic that were
out of touch.
A little bit not ideal, which, I mean, not that I'm expecting the Kardashians to, I'm not holding them up to a high moral standard.
No.
But sometimes I would love to see a little win from them.
Yeah.
I loved when Kim randomly got into, like, getting people off death row.
Yeah.
I think she's kind of canceled that out by, like, endorsing a problematic political candidate recently, but I still give her a shout out for her work in prison reform.
Yeah.
That was a good moment for us. Sometimes reality TV, because right now, as you still know, I'm watching Real Housewives of New York. I've been working my way through it for literally 3 years now.
Love it.
And I've reached the season where they are doing, there was the Puerto Rico hurricane.
Oh.
And the coverage on New York, Real Housewives of New York, better than the coverage in the New York Times. I was like, okay, Bravo kind of is on the ground.
Wow.
Doing news coverage. I was like, Bravo kind of killed it for this.
Bravo. Bravo.
Bravo, Bravo.
Sorry.
And now I'm like, okay, with Real Housewives of Dubai coming out, I'm like, is that the next step for me?
Yeah. Yep. I've heard that Real Housewives of Melbourne is good.
Okay, Australian. And I've not dabbled. I'm really trying to focus on finishing New York, and then I have to make a big decision on what the next franchise is for me.
Okay.
And
I haven't watched a ton of them. Yeah.
Which I think you, of all people, might really enjoy.
I think I should. I think I should watch New Jersey and New York. I've watched like Beverly Hills and Salt Lake City, because mm-hmm. that one was like new. So I was like, oh, I can get in on the ground floor.
You can get in on the ground floor. Which you do have to get in on the ground floor. That's why it's taken me 4 years.
You
to
think
finish.
That you're like, oh, I can just drop into this? There's so much history.
There's so much history. It is one of the richest historical texts of our time.
Yeah. They reference, I mean, they'll do a little flashback.
You need to know. You need to know.
It's better if you know.
It's better if you know. And I will say, New York, some of the best comedy writing I've seen. I'm like, some of the most iconic improv'd one-liners I've ever heard. That's They'll amazing. Be driving to Queens from New York and say, Queens, I'm going to get jet lag. And I'm like, okay, that's literally the funniest joke I've ever heard.
I love that.
Yeah. So I'm leaning towards Beverly right now. I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
Yeah, I actually did. I only started Beverly at season 10.
Yeah.
I didn't go back. And I think I'm fine.
Yeah.
Like, I am missing some of it for mm-hmm. sure, but it was like enough where
you have enough of the context.
Yeah,
to
well,
get
like
through.
Season 10, like Denise Richards was in.
Okay.
And it was like a huge, it starts, the premiere of season 10 was like them all, I think I can't remember whose fashion show it was. Maybe it was Kyle's or I don't know. There was a fashion show.
I love when the housewives have a fashion show.
There was a fashion show and it was like everyone, all the friends walked in it and then it was like.
It's always all the friends walking in it. The fashion's always horrible. It's always some of the worst, ugliest clothes you've ever seen.
Yeah. And then at the end of the episode, it's like all of them in the confessionals being like, and that was the last time we were all happy. And then it's season 10 is just this insane drama where it's like Denise Richards versus everybody. And it's like,
and that's the last time we are all happy.
Basically.
That is epic.
It is. So that really got me into it.
Okay.
That's what hooked me on Beverly Hills.
That's going to seal the deal for me of Beverly is that's the last time we were all happy. I'm like, okay, relatable. Yeah, I'm like flashing back to moments of my life. I'm like, and that was the last time we were all happy. Yeah. Although sometimes if I'm watching too much reality, I do find it actually hard to go back to what narrative storytelling because I'm like I can tell they're acting.
Yeah.
even watching some rom-coms recently, I've been like, oh, the way they're delivering the jokes isn't right. as natural as the Real Housewives would deliver them.
Yeah, some of those women are just so naturally funny.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'm like Sonia Morgan, give her a Netflix special comedy.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're giving them away to much less funnier people.
Yeah.
Give her a half hour at least.
I love that.
Give her a Netflix. What are the up and coming? The stand-ups. Get her on the stand-ups. That's what I'm asking. Did you watch any of the Netflix is a joke specials?
No.
They're some of the craziest things I've ever seen. Because I watched the one that was all the queer comics and it was really good. But they give everyone, there's about 50 comics, they give everyone 5 minutes.
Jesus.
Literally, it's like Wanda Sykes doing a five.
That's crazy.
And I was like, okay, you could have at least given Wanda Sykes like 15.
Yeah.
They're like, here, you can tell three jokes and then we're getting you the hell off the stage.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was like an open mic.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm curious.
I recommend watching. It's interesting.
I mean, that is like something that makes me want to watch it more, maybe. Sometimes when you like a comedian puts out a special and it's an hour, you're like, okay.
I know, I'll be watching this in 47 parts.
Yeah.
I'll be watching this 1 minute at a time.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to wait till it's chopped for TikTok and that's all, digesting it. Oh, which is what I'm going to watch is Bad Guy. What's the new rom-com with Billy Eichner?
Oh, okay. I forget what's
that. I'll be going to the theaters for.
Yes. Yeah.
That better come out in theaters. But Judd Apatow has his dirty little hands all over it, so it'll be out in theaters for sure.
Yeah.
He knows too many people to not have it out in theaters.
Yeah. I think like Billy Eichner is like famous enough
to get it in theaters.
Right?
Ugh, it better be in theaters.
Yeah.
Something for the girls and the gays for once. We can't subside off Top Gun all summer.
Yeah.
We'll die.
Yeah. It's what I get what you're saying about the blockbuster thing. It's like it's all Marvel movies now.
They exactly. Don't make,
Yeah.
I know. Elizabeth Olsen trying to get freed from the Marvel movies right now. Yeah. We need to free her.
I mean, WandaVision was fantastic.
But I haven't watched it, but it does seem like she's really trying to. Every time she goes on a talk show, she kind of sounds like she needs to. She says something that makes it sound like she signed a contract in blood with Marvel and is trying to get out of it. She's like, I don't really like these movies. And you're like, okay, I don't. Can you say that on Jimmy Fallon?
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I would say WandaVision is like, it's pretty different.
Okay.
If you just watch that series, I recommend that.
Okay.
It's only like 8 episodes or something.
That's perfect. That's actually a perfect summer fling for
TV.
Yes. Yeah.
And the first, it's weird because like the episodes get, each one gets longer, but like the first few episodes are only like 30 minutes.
Okay. Wow. Like a crab in boiling water situation. You're slowly watching really longer and longer.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Done. Hopefully they're screening out the amazing Brentwood. I'm literally going to get on the SkyTrain after. I'm like, can I go to the amazing Brentwood tonight?
Yeah, I want to go.
I know. And we shall. We should go together.
Yes.
We should go see something.
Okay, I'm down.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like we've reached our time.
Okay. And an amazing time it was.
Well, I want to end with asking the Magic 8-Ball a question.
Okay.
Do you want to go first? We'll each ask a question.
Okay, you ask it a question first for as an example, because I haven't used one of these in a long time. I'm out of practice.
Okay, yeah.
At asking it.
Okay. This is hard. Okay, will I ever feel...
Okay.
This is too deep, too deep.
And that was the last time we were ever happy.
Oh, God. Okay, no, I just have to... Will I go to the Amazing Brentwood this summer? Most likely.
Oh, that's awesome. We loved Yara. Okay. Well, when I take my sailing course, which I'm not doing to meet a hot guy, but it would be a nice treat if I did, will I meet a hot guy that will invite me out to go sailing? Why is it just it didn't give
you,
me...
I think you shook it too much. It's really old, and so, yeah, okay, if you shake it... It's like literally...
Give me an answer.
It's like showing an angle of the thing inside.
Okay, it says, guys, bad news. My sources say no.
No.
But not my sources say no. Who are your sources? I want to get them on the podcast. Okay.
Next episode. It's fine. It's
thank you for having me.
And on that
I storm off the set.
This was so great. Do you where can people find you?
On my social media accounts, which are deleted, but they'll be re-downloaded by the end of the day. Danica Tebow on Instagram.
Yes. And you have a podcast.
And I have a podcast. And it's called Forgive Us. Amazing. So check that out.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you for being here. This was so fun. And thank you for listening or watching. We love you. Bye.